Well, our next couple, they're from right here in York County. One's from Clover, one's from Fort Mill, but they call York County home. Only a certain certain days out of the year, because they live in Peru with an organization called Go Love. And we're so excited to have them join us here on Palmetto Mornings, Caroline and Nick Lighten. And good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you guys for having us.
So Caroline, you're from Clover. Nick, you're from Fort Mill, so you call York County home, but again, only for a couple of weeks out of the year, because you all live full-time basically in Peru. Now, before we jump on a plane and fly over to Peru, how did we get there first? So give us some of the backstory of your story.
Yes, so about 10 years ago when I was in college at Gardner Webb University, I traveled to Iquitos, Peru just for missions for the first time, and the rest was history. I fell in love with the kids, the mission, the need. There's so much need over there, obviously, medical care, education, but specifically the orphan crisis just captured my heart. And so I continued going back year after year throughout college. After college, 5 years ago, I was 25 and decided to move there full time. And so I'd studied primary education, so had an education under my belt, but decided to go full-time on the mission field, moved to Iquitos, Peru, and then it was through volunteering at other orphanages there and really being exposed again to the need, to the realities over there, that I formed a vision for what orphan care could be and some things that that I really felt passionate about. And so I moved there 5 years ago. 3 years ago, we got married. Well, we've been married 4 years. So shortly after we got married, 3 years ago, we founded Go Love together as a couple.
Wow. And so, Nick, were you also part of this experience as well? And did y'all meet out there on the mission field?
Yeah, so I came in later in the picture. My senior year of college, I went down to Peru for my first mission trip. And then I continued to go for 2 more years just for short-term mission trips, like a week at a time. I had a full-time job here in the States. And then Caroline was living there full-time. We started doing long-distance dating, and then I realized, hey, if this is going to be a thing, I'm going to have to move to Peru full-time with her. So that's when I ended up quitting my job and moving to Peru full-time after we got married.
I mean, that's a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, that is a long
distance. That's a love story right there. And then take note.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Peru to York County.
Yeah. And he was working in Fort Mill, actually.
Yeah,
working and living in Fort Mill.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then left everything and came to Peru.
Yeah.
Well, Lucas, what I've loved, we've had the chance to connect a little bit off-air, and we'll bring the listeners up to speed, but you've got you and Ashley Lang both have gotten the chance to follow their journey along. And what has it been like to see and the growth now, as we're going to hear more about what their nonprofit One Love
Go Love.
Yeah. Sorry,
One Love Go Love.
That's the same concept, right?
As I said it, I looked at y'all like, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Go Love. I mean, you've gotten to follow that journey.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Yeah, well, I mean, 25, right? When you all decided to live over in Peru, and it wasn't for anything other than having a heart for kids in an orphanage. And I wouldn't do that now at the age that I am, which is probably double the age that you were. So I just think that's just remarkable. I mean, that speaks just volumes of the human beings that you all are, that you would give up the comforts of life here in the States and the technology and everything that we have, and you have it on a lesser level there in Peru, because you're lifting up these kids that are dealing with an orphan crisis. There is just, I mean, that is God's work right there in front of our face. And so it's just an awe of what you all do. Explain to our audience what it does look there in where you are in Peru. Like, what does a normal day look like for you all?
That's a hard question to answer, I always say, because every day looks so different. So we currently have 25 children under the care of Go Love. So we have 2 homes that operate more like a foster care styled home or a family styled home. But 2 homes that are housing 25 kids total, so roughly 12 children in each home, ages 0 to 14. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's medical appointments and school things and legal, you know, some of them have legal cases and operating a team of staff. So our day-to-day looks so different, handling organizational and operational things on the state side of event planning, fundraising, the state side of things as well. So that's a hard question. That's a loaded question, I always say. to answer, but we do, Go Love is an organization that has 25 kids, like I said, currently in our care. We do have a team of full-time staff, caregivers, they call them their Tias, their aunts that work in the homes and provide care for them around the clock. We have a psychologist, a teacher, a lawyer too that advocates for them on the Go Love team in Peru.
Is the hope that these kids will be adopted there in Peru, or will they just live in this orphanage until they become legal and become adults?
That's a really good question too. So we get that a lot, and because of the way that the system works there, you do not see adoption out of an orphanage a lot of times. Just because of documentation and paperwork and really just the brokenness of the system, if I'm being honest, a lot of times they will just leave a child in an orphanage until they are 18, until they turn 18, and then legally they age out and are forced out of the orphanage at 18. So that's another reason why, of course, Go Love wants those 18 years or however long they're in an orphanage for them to be thriving in a family and have access to, you know, quality education, sports, extracurricular activities, be raised like a family, but then also have bridge that gap and have a program in place and dorm style housing to where they will be able to actually stay on site, and we will be able to mentor them and disciple them through that transition from 18 and finishing their education or their primary education, and then working towards whether it's tech school or university, or just, you know, then bringing them on the Go Love team, or you know, case by case, figuring out what that transition looks like for each child.
That was going to be my follow-up. Nick, and both of you could answer this. Have you seen that post-care, the ones that have aged out and now they're turning that love around to pour back into the younger ones in your mission?
Yeah, not yet. Our oldest is 14. Okay. So she's got a few more years, but
you're planting the seed.
Exactly. We're planting the seed, and that's obviously the goal, is when they turn 18, you know, they'll come back and love on the kids that are in the orphanage and tell them stories and, yeah, give back to their own community as well. Because that's how you truly start to break the cycle, is when the kids return and, you know, can help their own family and friends. Absolutely.
And keep in mind, they're not in like your traditional, when I think of Peru, you guys are basically in the Amazon forest in the northern part up there.
Yeah.
So do you even have the basic necessities that we take for granted? Is there internet access? Is there clean water? Mm-hmm. What does that look like for the life over there?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, you guys are hitting really good questions, and questions that relate to recent stuff. So we, yes, there actually is Wi-Fi, access to electricity and water in the city, but Go Love recently purchased property right outside of the city where we will be building. We're in temporary housing right now, and so we are working towards building permanent homes and structures out on this property where the kids will reside, you know, long term. Mm-hmm. And so on that property, there's not access to city water nor clean or safe water. So we just put in a water purification plant that is being completed as we speak. We started a fundraise for it over the summer, started construction in September, and so we will have access to clean, purified drinking water on Go Love's property that will not only provide for these homes, but also if there were the dorm buildings in the future, or if there's a schoolhouse or community outreach building, or things that were also buildings and structures that we're also able to use to reach the community.
Caroline and Nick Lighton are from right here in York County, but for the last couple of years, they've been living in Peru. They're part of this Go Love organization. They are the director of this orphanage and organization, as they're describing the impact they're making on these children in Peru. You might be thinking, gosh, this is wonderful. What can I do to help? Well, you're in luck, because this Saturday, there's a great opportunity to learn more about what you all are doing. Let's give all the details about this event on Saturday.
Yes. So every November we have our biggest annual fundraising event. It's a charity auction, and we have a live and silent auction, photography, live music, all those things as well. And so this year it will be this Saturday, November 16th, at the Courtyard Marriott in Kingsley of Fort Mill, from 6 to 10 p.m. And so the one and only Lucas McFadden will be there as an MC. We will have live music.
It's free entrance. No cost
no
to
tickets
get in.
Needed.
No tickets needed.
Yes. And yeah, this is our favorite night of the year, we say, just watching the community come together, being able to obviously share our mission and hearts for the kids, but also just watching people come together, like you said, in our backyard and in the community where we were born and raised, and watching people come together here to make such great and tangible impact 3,000 miles away.
Gosh.
Incredible.
It really is remarkable. How can folks continue to follow your progress? I mean, I know I follow you on social media, but where else can they follow along with what you all are doing?
Yes. So please follow us at Go Love Peru. So all of our social, our Facebook and Instagram is Go Love Peru. Follow us and stay in the know there, but also through our website, mm-hmm. goloveperu.org. Mm-hmm. There are opportunities there to sign up for newsletters and monthly updates, as well as if you're unable to make the event this weekend, but would love to get involved in some capacity or give. There's a give page there that provides information about sponsorship, monthly sponsorship, giving towards our projects we have going on, mm-hmm. Information for writing out for mailing checks, and any charity EIN number, anything that people should need there, right there on the give page at goloveperu.org. Yeah.
Well, from all of us here in York County, we are certainly proud of you. Thank you so much for making an impact thousands of miles away and loving on these children and giving them a shot at success. I think it's just remarkable. Caroline and Nick Lighton are from right here in Rock Hill. Go Love is the name of their organization. Check them out, or better yet, swing by on Saturday. It's free. Come in, bid on something. You can stay the whole time, or if you just want to come in and learn more and then duck on out, they certainly understand that as well. And we're lucky to have you in town just for the next couple of days as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.